Welcome to NFL Picks versus the Spread. It is week, what is this, 15 now? Jesus Christ. I'm Cab Manning. I'm from the Lingus Mafia podcast. All my stuff is at Lingus Mafia. I am joined by the man who was hot to the touch. And oh my God, I feel so sorry for those people who left your Patreon because you had one little dip and they said, it's over with. I'm out of here. And then how many in a row have you now hit, Billy?
24 max in a row. Four tonight, and bearing them, that's five max in the NBA, and five in a row in the NFL. All five out of five max plays last week.
And I have this for your people who left, Billy.
Don't just stare at it; eat it.
That is for everybody who left because. What in the world? That is unbelievable. And, I mean, Billy's got a track record of, you know, doing very well with bets. Why would you think, oh, there's a couple losses in a row. I'm done. I'm out of here. And then now look, it's like leaving a roulette table and then your numbers all hit afterwards.
I lost 3 days out of three days in a row. And then I lost 4 days out of five. So I went like loser, loser, winner, loser, loser. So overall, and then in that I had a few losing days interspersed. I think I made it 11 days where I lost last month out, and but still won 19, but that gets ignored. But yeah, I think for some people, they didn't really know how to spread their money out correctly, or it wasn't even a case of them joining at the wrong time. I lost a couple of guys. I lost one guy called Eric and some other guy, John, who were there the whole month and had been there 4 months, like for, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever. I don't know. John in particular, I think, was there for maybe 9 months. So I just really didn't get it at all. It was like, really? You think that somehow I forgot to do this? Like, all the sport is going to change now permanently moving forward off the back of these couple of days. It was really odd.
Maybe they just had to like calm down with some money or something, you know, one of those. I mean, well, you would like at least an explanation because then you go, well, I understand somebody's, you know, broke, they're broke.
Yeah. I mean, overall, I think I lost 18% of my overall client base across that last month. And I've regained some of those people now at the start of this month as we start talking about the run. Mm-hmm. But I don't have as many as I did. I'm about 15 people short of what I had. But it's weird. But yeah, I'm like I said, I mean, it doesn't necessarily motivate people to come back when they miss it. Because they just feel sick and like they feel like, you know, they don't want to come back because they feel like, oh, now I missed it and I'll come back and it'll go back
go back to shit. where can they sign up?
I would say it to people. I say like, look, this 24 in a row, you know, I don't even think it'll get to 30 because it's just so ridiculous. Previously, like I think I hit 16 one unit plays in a row is what I've done before. I'm way past that now. I'm like, you know, a third of the way past that. Like I've got eight more than that now. So at some point this will end, but obviously I still believe now I'm in a groove that we'll make a profit from this point, but this is just an unbelievable run. Like these people have had their Christmas completely sorted by what I've done in the last week. Yeah. So that's lockbetting.com. I have not lost a one unit play since the 49ers threw the game away against Seattle. And that was nearly 2 weeks ago. And since that loss, I've hit every single one unit maximum play on my service. So if you want to be involved in that, that's lockbetting.com. And prior to that, 102 months in a row of tracked profit. It's over 8 years. I haven't had a single losing month in sports betting.
Now, last week, I, by the skin of my balls, got my lock of the week. So what have I lost, three this year, or is it two?
No, three.
Three.
You are at 11 and 8, and I have moved on to 8 and 6.
11 and 8?
11 and 3.
11 and 3.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
My number. I was going to say you are 11 and I am 8, but yeah, you're 11 and 3, and I am 8 and 6.
Now, and that was because of a whole half a point I won because I thought quite frankly, Baltimore would win the whole game. And then Lamar gets out, and I go, well, now I'm completely dead. And they were getting killed, Baltimore with Cleveland. And then they came back, and I'm like, oh, I want them to just win, period, just because I said I thought they would win. And then they lost by 2 points. So
we in very different ways last week. You stole the win, and I almost was robbed of the win.
Yeah.
Because the fucking Bucks were 21 up. And then we get to overtime. And you know, I mean, I got it down to like, I had -3. So you're thinking overtime usually means you're either going to lose or you're going to get a push.
Because
everyone, especially when you have second possession of the ball, right?
Yes.
I didn't even win the coin toss either. So then it's really over for me because it's like, I just want to get the tie here. I just want to get the push. So to win with the fucking, with Fournette smashing through like that to get the touchdown, that was unbelievably lucky. So yeah, I almost got robbed, but that won in the end, and you did steal that play.
Yeah, I stole victory from the jaws of defeat with that one. I was like, oh, so this week's going to be very rough because with COVID protocols, it's a lot of guys are out. Like Odell Beckham was out the day after they played the game. They said, oh, now you have shit. So, and most people are all saying zero symptoms. However, they're testing positive. So they're like, sorry, but they're pissed. And they're like, fuck, what the fuck? I heard somebody today on the Pat McAfee show, they go, you need to play your receiver who has COVID because the fucking cornerback won't want to cover him. So that's true. Just fucking have him go out. Nobody want to get close to the fucking guy. So there's a lot of guys that are out. Like I know 11 Browns are out, including Baker Mayfield. They were favored by 7, and now the Vegas is favored, and it's like, ooh wee. It is. I might have to go change my fucking pick now, because I was picking with my boys, and we all picked the Browns to win this game flat out, you know. But now it's gonna be different. So there's a few trickeries in here.
It's not even on my board about that game.
Oh, I see. It's 1.5 for me, but that's the second one we'll get to. The first one is on Thursday because we got Saturday games now. It's that time of year where it is turned into the weekend being booked.
While we're speaking on a Thursday game, you remember my lock considerations last week?
The considerations. I think we both said Minnesota, right? Right away. And that was pretty good because we were both like, I thought that was going to be your pick because I was like waffling between the two. And boy, they started off the same way like the Bucks. You're like, oh, this is over. And then it got tight. And I'm like, motherfuckers. But they pulled it out. I'm trying to go back into my notes to see what you picked.
One of them I bet during the show.
Yes. And I don't want to remind anybody of that. yes, you did. You had only 10 points you had to give for the Bears, right? It was 10 or 10 and a half?
10 and a half. It was very quickly, like by the next morning, that was 11 and a half. So.
Yeah, because like for me, I tell you, it was at 12 and a half the whole time. And I actually did think they would cover at least 12 and a half. I said, they'll lose, but they'll cover 12 and a half. And
I would have bet anything. I would have bet anything up to 13.5. That was my
really fuck.
I wouldn't have gone past. Wouldn't have gone past these, but 13.5 was fine, and that was easy too. They were well over 13.5.
Yeah,
so.
I don't know. Well over. It was 15, right? So 15 points. Jesus fucking Christ! That fucking and Billy's out of his fucking mind because he's texting me. It must be so painful to think that you won the game. I go, whoever said I thought this game was over? You're out of your fucking mind. Because if you could see me watching this game, you would think I was down by 50 in the first quarter. I'm sitting there. I don't even flinch. I don't blink from it. Because I know. I know. Go ahead.
He thought they were going to win it when they were 10 up.
Yeah, Billy goes, it must have hurt. So, and I go, who said that? And he goes, I could sense it. I go, you're out of your fucking mind. This is how I know you're insane.
You thought the 12-point spread was safe because
I did
think
the 12 was. I thought the 12 was safe before they started the game. I thought they could at least keep it by 10. Like
because
I said,
when you're 10 up, you need to lose at that point. It's like halfway through the second half, halfway through the second quarter. You need to lose by 22 from that point. So.
this team is so. So bad. It's after halftime. They don't make any adjustment. It is so bizarre. It is so bizarre. This fucking coaching staff is so bad. I can't wait till they're fucking gone. And I was like you would tell me, go, maybe it's even better. They were up by that much and lost by that much. Maybe the coach now gets fired. I'm like, yeah, you know what? Maybe that's better than just getting blown out 50-0, because that's what I was hoping for from the beginning. Just lose 50-0. Then you're out of here. And then they were winning, and I'm like, but I know
they score any points. They score any points in the second half.
Yes. Yeah, because they had to do the onsides. Because remember, they were fucking getting, like, they could then do something. So, yeah, they did score in the second half, but it wasn't.
They scored one at the end, but there was, I think, in between that, I'm sure there was like a 35-0 run or something. Like,
because I know. Sure, well, there was that second quarter where everybody scored. There was like 40 points scored or something. It was crazy. I was like, it was some fucking, it was the second highest score in the fucking history of that. I'm looking at the box score. It was in the second quarter, the Bears scored 24 and the Packers scored 21. But then it was, no, you're right. It was 17 by the Packers on the third quarter. And then it was another 7 in the fourth, and the Bears only scored 3. And that was at the end where they were like, well, get the 3 and then try to onsides kick it afterwards, which they got. And then fucking, there was a fucking flag or something. Like, of course.
And yeah, I think we scored 35 consecutive points. 35. I think we scored 5 touchdowns in a row.
Because they scored before the half, and then they scored the 17.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure it's, I think it was 5 touchdowns in a row.
I laugh because
one second, 3 in the third, and 1 in the fourth, I'm sure.
So Jalen Johnson is the Bears' like good cornerback, pretty much their only, right? So he was going to be on Davante Adams the whole time. Say, okay, put him on him. So you notice, like, the first half, he had him, right? He didn't do too much. And so the Packers go, oh, let's, because he was just shadowing him the whole time, stay on him. And they go, let's put him in the slot. And the Bears are so fucking retarded that they don't then move. It, like, I go, what did you think? He was in a different planet? They don't move that corner to follow him because he's in the slot? It doesn't matter left or right. What the hell does it matter if he's in the slot? So they don't cover him. And then they have another guy who's horrible cover. I'm like, God, they're just so fucking mindless, fucking retarded. It's, oh, I can't fucking wait till they're fucking, I can't fucking wait. That January 10th is going to be fantastic. That is when Black fucking Monday comes and everybody gets fucking cut. And then we'll see them fuck up and hire somebody bad again. So anyway, the Chiefs are going into the Chargers. The Chiefs are favored here. They are giving the Chargers 3 points. I think the Chiefs, I don't trust the Chargers. Like, I've gone back and forth with them too much where, okay, now they're time to go, right? And we think they're going to do something. And then they shit the bed. I'm fully behind the Chiefs here. The Chargers are not having home field advantage anyway, so I don't even care that it's home. It'll be more comfortable for the Chiefs to play since it's in LA.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I don't care where it is. LA don't have a home field anyway. But I don't think that gives the Chiefs any more of an advantage than playing at Arrowhead, obviously, where they like to play. I just like the rhythm of the team. Last week they put up a load of points, which they haven't been doing. If they can find that combination of putting up points like that again with the way that defense is playing, if the two parts come together, they're obviously going to win the Super Bowl.
Who are they going against in the AFC Championship game? Because I believe they'll be in the AFC Championship game now too, and I'm not quite sure that it's the fucking Bills. It's, I guess, going to be the Patriots, right?
Yeah, it'll be the Patriots. But I also took some money this week, and you're not going to believe the odds. This was before the weekend games. They were +500 to be the number one seed. Now, if you look at the schedule of the Chiefs and then look at the two games the Patriots have got coming up next, that's a really good bet. Whether it loses or not, that's fine. Like, it can lose, but the value is there on taking the Chiefs when I did. I mean, it'll be slightly worse now. But this is not to win the AFC. This is to be the number one seed and have home field the whole way. And if they get that, they'll be unbeatable. But also, if they don't, I don't really think that I would take the Patriots to beat them in Gillette if they go to the AFC playoff game. I feel like the Chiefs could pull it out if they are working as they are on both sides of the ball. I don't think Patriots are the team that everyone thinks they are. I don't think they're ready. Maybe next year, like with some adjustments or whatever, but I don't think they will. They'll get there somehow. I just feel that it's too soon, and they're too. It's everybody goes on these runs. Now, if they got on the run, you know, from week 11, 12, I feel that carries over to the playoff. But they've been on the run for a while.
Yeah,
this team to get beat before the end of the regular season.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that too. And that home field is not what it was before. And I've been saying, I'm like, it's too young. They're too young, I think, to do this. And if the Chiefs are fucking rolling like that, I'm like, that is a scary team that if they finally put it together, you know, because you're like, you were waiting for this. And you're like, what the fuck happened? Why? How are they this garbage like this? And now it seems to be finally fucking clicking. So we'll go to Saturday. And the first game is, as we talked about, the Raiders going into the Browns, the COVID Browns. And originally the Browns were favored by 7, I think 7.5. And now Vegas is favored. So the Browns are getting 1.5 points here. And I think I will go with the Raiders. I don't think anybody's out for them. Did you see that what the coroner said? Not the coroner, the coroner said about the car crash where Henry Ruggs smashed that lady and killed her?
No.
They determined she burned to death. I'm like, oh my God. That's fucking brutal, dude. I'm like, she was probably knocked out, but she just burned to death. I'll go with, because Case Keenum's playing and Landry's not playing. They'll be handing off a lot, which is good for my fantasy team because I have Chubb. I have a Chubby. But I'll go with the Raiders here.
There was a game earlier on in the season where Cleveland were in a similar situation, and they found a way to win against Denver on a Thursday night football, I believe. For me, you have the fact they've done that, and then you have a team that have quit after a good start. I think they've now quit. So, I mean, that performance against the Chiefs, it's difficult to 100% say the Chiefs are now back on both sides of the ball because their defense was a surprise this year, and it's kept them in games where the offense hasn't clicked. I think I need to see it again from the Chiefs on Thursday to say that they are completely back, because that's a little bit more difficult. I mean, Chargers aren't an elite defense, but yeah, the Raiders for me are done. I think Cleveland, just out of the necessity that they are clinging on to their playoff hopes, they probably need to win out to make sure that they get there. They're not in. They're certainly not one of the favorites to get into the playoffs at the moment through the seventh seed. So I think that need carries them through no matter who's on the field. And again, as you said, with Chubb, you do hand it off. I mean, that's what they would do anyway. Baker Mayfield's awful. It doesn't make any difference who plays quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Going on to the next game of Saturday, and this is one of the ones, there's two games this week that I have a weird feel for. Very much the way I had the feel for San Francisco and Seattle, and where it's one of those, they're losing to garbage, right? And you go, oh, of course, you know, they're playing a fucking good team. They're going to fucking get pounded again. And you go, it's due. It's time to turn. And this is one of those bite the ass game type of thing. You know, it's for the finally turn. And this is Patriots and Colts. And I was actually surprised to see that the Colts are favored here, but it's 2.5. So you could still get that 3, which I like. When it's 2.5, I feel more confident. But I think the Colts are going to win this game. They're playing in Indy, and I think this is finally where, you know, the Patriots stop their little streak. Defense is tough on Colts, too. And so they'll be throwing quite a bit of looks.
It's weird. Like, everyone seems to be betting this game. It's moved like in one direction. It's gone from like 1.5 to 2.5. You have it at 2.5.
I have it 2.5.
Yeah, it was 1.5 before. It's gone to 2.5. It seems like it could get to 3. I like the Colts too, just because they're desperate. and they're clinging on just inside the playoffs. I believe they're at six at the moment. So it's really tight in that part of it. Obviously, the Patriots are in. It just depends where they're going to be seeded. But I do have this as a loss. I think this is a tough, even though they're coming in off a bye, I think this is a tough place to go to where they run the ball. Carson Wentz is playing better. The defense isn't great, but that thing that, you know, that what they did against Bills, where they just ran the ball, that won't work here. That was a conditional win based on the conditions, basically. And it's really feasible to me that the Patriots lose this game and then lose next week as well. I really feel like they could lose a bit of momentum by losing this game and then having that AFC game. And the Bills, immediately, you then have both of the teams on 9-7, and you have a really big final week then with the Patriots and the Bills if they both get to 9-7 and 9-7 again, which is a real possibility, because the Bills got an easy game this week. They may be looking ahead slightly towards that Patriots game. But if that's not a game in ridiculous conditions where it's a running game because the passing is impossible and the kicking is impossible because of the wind and whatnot, when it comes down to, I still believe that Josh Allen is a better quarterback than the Mac, despite the fact that everybody's sucking him off all over the place and he's been talked about as the new Brady. I don't think that at all. I think there's a long way to go with a lot of aspects in this Patriots team. So I think it's important, if you've got the Bills to win the division or you've got the Chiefs to be the number one seed, I think it's important that the Colts win for you this week. So I won't be betting this because I have a lot of invested interest in the Patriots fucking up at some point en route. But these are really two hard games coming up now against two teams that could beat them. The two teams that do a lot of stuff pretty well. And as I said, that game in Buffalo, that really did favor the Patriots. And
yeah,
I think if that situation doesn't present itself again, I don't know if they're better than these two teams. And you can look so fucking dumb because some other people are going like, oh, the Patriots are back. And you're here going, no, they ain't. Like, I don't believe they are. And then if they are, like, you're all on this audio saying, nah, I don't believe in them. So yeah, it's a real risky assessment to not go with what your eyes are telling you.
I still think, like, when the Bills play, well, here's the thing with the Bills right now. The fucking Allen's hurt with that fucking ankle. Is it ankle or foot? One of these. And he's got a walking boot and everything. So that is a little scarier right now. And like I said, I think the same thing. If that wasn't in a snow globe, I think Buffalo wins that game.
Yeah, I thought so. I mean, there were many drives. There was a drive towards the end where they just couldn't convert.
And they didn't go for the two field goals because they missed the one field goal and they didn't go for another one, obviously, with the wind. And like, so they would have won if there was normal condition.
Yeah, they would have won if there's normal conditions. Plus, you know, you may make on those drives when you're in the red zone, you may make one of those passes if you're not playing in a blizzard. So, yeah, I don't believe in the Patriots yet. And that's my big risky statement, which could lead to a few things going wrong, a couple of bets losing here and there. I mean, we're coming in with a windfall on the end of the futures with Jets being a finishing bottom and Houston under their win total and Chicago Bears under their win total and Packers over their win total and Carolina under their win total and Packers winning the NFC North. So we're so close to hitting everything. One thing I don't think we're going to hit is the Bills to win the AFC East, but it's not dead yet. It's not dead yet because Patriots lose two games and Bills win two games, including equaling out the head-to-head with the Patriots. Mm-hmm. Like, then the division becomes wide open again. So we'll see. I think everything's still on the line here, but it's really important that the Colts do me a favor this week. So I'm definitely not going to be betting this, and I'm not going to be jumping on with all these other people who... It's weird. Everyone's looked at this game and thought, oh, this is a game where Patriots are going to lose. So what it tells me is that the professional bettors feel like we do, where we think this is a bit fraudulent. Whereas like your average, you know, Joe Public is going, oh, the Patriots are back, because they're more used to that rather than what happened last season where they didn't make the playoffs. Like the last decade, you're more used to the Patriots being there. Like they're always there. I mean, the Packers, we haven't won as many Super Bowls as we should have done with Aaron Rodgers, but
they're always there.
Yeah, we're a playoff team. Mm-hmm. We lose in the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, your season starts when the playoffs start. It's always like, and especially with that fucking division that barely has a fucking heartbeat.
Mm.
Going on to Sunday, speaking of the Bills, you got the Panthers and the Bills, and Carolina is getting 10.5. Now, there's still talk.
We can go back to like, 1 minute game, 1 minute previews here for some of these now.
I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, I'm going to blow a whistle on you. The Bills and Panthers, right? There is talk about Darnold being able to play again. And I didn't know he had a broken shoulder. So when he was on fire and hot, he was healthy. When he fell apart and was throwing balls like crazy and shit, his shoulder was broken. How are you throwing a ball? So it's possible that he's actually decent if he plays. 10.5 is a lot. I'll take the Panthers and take the 10.5. I don't think they will win, but I think they will cover 10.5.
I had this down as one of the plays I liked as a lock this week. I don't know if I'll take it. Last week I did really well on my shortlist because they all won. Mm. But I think the Bills, after what happened against Tampa, if you can move the ball like that, and really you should have won the game. You ended up with a touchdown at the end. The Bills became huge favorites on the money line right at the end of that game. We were very lucky that Tampa made the stop. But I think coming off the back of that, and then coming off that game against the Patriots where you really shouldn't have lost, I don't think this team are that bad. And I think coming up against this Carolina team, whether it be Darnold coming back, he's not going to be 100%.
Sure.
Whether it be Cam Newton again, who seems to...
Wow.
be taken off starting and then they give up on the idea. I don't know what this is not a team that can get to the playoffs anymore. And this Bills team are pissed off and they need a big finish now. And I think when you're going ahead to the schedule where you need to win 4 games in a row and that's just to get you to 10-7. Mm-hmm. If they win 4 games now, they only get to
11.
Hold on. Is that,
they'd get to 11. They're 7-6 right
now. 11-11, yeah, because they're 7 now, 7-6 now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The win total for the season was 10.5.
Oh.
So they need to win out. That's what I'm thinking about. They need to win out to get the win total. Obviously, they're not thinking about the betting line win total, but 11 wins also, providing that the Colts do them a favor this week, also wins them the NFC East. The AFC East. So, yeah, I think this team now goes on this run. I do believe they'll beat New England next week.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Prior to that, I think they're going to beat the fuck out of this team.
Okay. Like, see, I'm worried about the injury, too, with Allen. He's not going to be that mobile.
Mm.
That's the only thing. I see that boot walking, and I'm like,
It's the Carolina Panthers.
I know, but you know how shit goes. I mean, we've said this about a lot of people and go, what the fuck? I mean,
14 or more. I think it's considerably over the spread.
Okay. The Cardinals are going into the Lions. Did you know, and this is good news for you and your Packers, that Hopkins is out for the rest of the regular season?
I'm not worried about the Arizona Cardinals. I wasn't worried about the Arizona Cardinals when they were 8-0. I said to you that the Arizona Cardinals' first loss will come against the Packers when they got past them, the Browns, and that was a game where the Browns really needed it and they lost to them. Mm. And then after that they had Houston, and I said to you, like, if they get past the Browns, I'll 100% bet the Packers to beat this team because we're better than this team, and I still believe that. I still believe the Cardinals have got another loss in them as well. I'm not so certain about Tampa Bay, so which is why I think Green Bay must win this week in their most difficult game they have left. If we win this game, we really can be the number one seed. And as the number one seed, when Tampa come back to Lambeau this year, we're going to beat the fuck out of them.
Why is it this year that it would be any different? You had said this before. And I'm like, well, because, home field doesn't seem to matter for Green Bay.
No, I just feel different like this year because it's like he's really in a fuck you mode now. He's like, look, I don't even know if I'm going to play for this team or play again. And he's saying so many things like where it's just like.
It is weird the shit that he says and doesn't say.
You're trolling everybody. You're trolling all the woke people. You're doing all this stuff about vaccines. You're doing interviews about the Bears. They ask you, do you regret saying that comment? And you would make some kind of sports. You know how sports people are like.
Yeah, I guess kind of. Because I would think the same. I'd be like,
goes, I don't regret it at all. The record speaks for it. He goes, it's I don't true. Regret it at all. The record speaks for it. He's saying stuff I've never heard anyone in sports say. He's got no diplomacy at all. I think he's just so fucking in the groove and relaxed that I just think he's going to beat the shit out of everybody, especially if he's at home in that cold. And it can get as cold as possible. That's what we want. I think they're gonna get to the Super Bowl easy. Whether they win that game or not is different. But I do feel that we'll win the NFC this year. We must be at home, though. We cannot be going to Tampa or...
Yeah, if you go to Tampa, I think because and for some reason, it's weird because he can't win in Florida. It's fucking bizarre with, like, Florida is a fucking bad place for him to play, of all fucking things. But, yeah, I would think Arizona going to that freezing weather and Tampa going to freezing weather... But, fuck, in the past, it hasn't seemed to matter. But it's funny because my guy Greg on my show, he moved from here, Northern California, to Arizona. He's been there, say, 5 years, something like that, right? He came back last week to visit here, Northern California. Obviously, it's not L.A. However, it's 60, 65. He's dying. He goes, I can't believe I'm freezing to death. You are a matter of where you live. And what you're used to with the climate. So it doesn't matter that you played in your college over here or that you lived over there. If you were in one spot for a amount of time, you know, because I'm like, well, has Tom been in Tampa long enough for it to have soaked in? I don't know how long it took me to get fucked up. It might have been 2 years.
There's a couple of weird teams that I want to play. I don't want to be number two. And have the 49ers as the seven. I don't really.
Yeah, that's a scary team, right?
I don't want to come across the Rams in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I would rather they play the Bucs somehow and the Bucs take care of them, or vice versa. Then if we have to play the Rams, so be it. But yeah, I just feel like if we get to the championship game against the Bucs this time, we will beat them, and I don't think it will be close. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we have to be the one seed. Everything hinges on that. I'm not worried about the Arizona Cardinals at all. They, to me, strike me as a sort of team that will be caught off guard if they're in the playoffs as a home seed. I feel there are teams in this NFC that have underperformed and are not in contention to be one of the top three seeds. But if you play against them, they can beat you, like the Rams. Or someone like that, or the 49ers. I feel like if the Cardinals come up at home against the 49ers, you could see the 49ers winning. So there's teams I don't want to play, but I still, if we're at home, it's totally fine.
This is a very interesting. This I think is going to be a real wild playoff. Like it's very much up in the air for a lot of team, you know, a lot of flip coins. But back to this, let's start to go a little quicker. We do long fucking segments here. Cardinals are going into the Lions and the Lions are getting 13 points. The Cardinals have never lost on the road. It is so bizarre. They have a bad home record. They can't lose on the road though. But I think they will actually cover this spread and beat them by more than 13. I'll go with the Cardinals.
13. Yeah, I guess it's weird. It's Detroit.
I know Detroit tries to keep things close, but I think, you know, when they're up against like really good teams, I think it's they could be picked apart, and I think they're going to get picked apart.
Yeah, or maybe coming off that loss.
Maybe yes, that doesn't. Yeah, that always said, you know, they're not complacent at that point. So, the Jets go into the Dolphins. The Dolphins are favored by 10. boy, that worries me. 10. I think the Dolphins are going to win, but I think they might win by 10, to tell you the truth. I wouldn't bet on this. I don't like that number. What do you think?
It's moved a lot from 8.5, and I saw it at 9.5, and now it's at 10. The difference between 10 and 9.5 is like a key number. So, you know, if you're driving down for that second touchdown, mm-hmm. you know, if you're driving down to get two scores up, your two scores up can be 10.
Yeah.
So this number pushes at 9.5, it wins. So this has now gone through a key number, which makes me not want to take it. I like Miami at 8.5.
Yeah, me too.
9.5, 8.5 is not really much difference. But
I think this will be a push.
Yeah, I still take him at 10. You can't take the Jets. You can't take the Jets lines or I was going to say you can't take the Texans, but I know what their game is this week, so I think I would take them this week. But yeah, and you can't take the Jags as well.
The Cowboys and the Giants. Dallas is favored, and the Giants are going to be getting 10.5 points here. Glennon is quarterback. Give me the Cowboys to cover.
It's a lot of points.
It is a lot of points, but it is Glennon.
Yeah, I'll take the Cowboys. They covered in a similar game last week against Washington a bit than the Giants at the moment with the quarterback they have.
This is a real tough one for me. It's Washington against Philly, and Washington's getting 7. Washington, like, until they lost last week and barely lost because they didn't stop fighting, and they still almost got it. But you still didn't believe them, right? They beat Tampa, and you still didn't believe them. It was like, it doesn't, for some reason, they're a little less than the Patriots to me, but you're like, this can't be. 7 points, I really feel like this could end by 7 points. I'll take the Eagles, but I wouldn't do it in real life. I wouldn't do this with 7 points. It's too much on a number for me to take.
I don't have this game either, so I'm wondering, is there something happening here?
Maybe somebody's sick. Maybe. Oh, you know what? They don't know if Heinicke, he has a bunch of problems, but they think he'll play. So if he's not playing, then really take the Eagles if you can get 7 points. Because God knows what's the third string.
And where's it at?
In a Philly.
Where they actually haven't been that good. I'll take Philly because of the issue with Heinicke, but I don't have the line here yet, so it's not really a proper pick.
The Titans going into Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh is getting 1.5. I got no problem taking the Titans here. I know Pittsburgh is at home, but I have said I don't think Pittsburgh is shit. I said Pittsburgh is not making the playoffs. Hell, they were at home and they fucking tied Detroit. So I can't go with, oh, they're at home, they're at home. The Tennessee Titans were off last week, right? Were they not playing? I don't remember them playing for some reason. Or am I lost my mind? Let me look. No, they did play. They played Jagoffs and they beat the shit out of them. But I will take... Yeah, I'll take Tennessee here and give that 1.5. It's only if they don't win by more than 1.5, then they've lost the game completely.
Yeah, I think that Tennessee will win this. I think they're out. I think they've moved out of the one seed contention now because I mean they lost a lot of players and they did well to respond to that initially, but I think that beatdown by the Patriots was key. I think they'll drift out. I think they'll lose a couple more games, but I don't think they're bad enough to lose this one. I agree with you. I don't think the Steelers are good. They've got a couple of results this season that really fucked me, such as winning. I mean, they won at Buffalo in week one, and they won on the road to, shit, I forget who it was. Did they win at Cleveland?
Who's that, Tennessee?
No, Steelers.
Oh, the Steelers? No, they got... Oh, maybe one of the games because I think they got killed by Cleveland on one of them.
They won on the road a few weeks ago against somebody. It was a big shock. But yeah, I think they'll lose this game. I can't remember who that was, but I think they'll lose this game.
The Texans versus the Jaguars. Good Lord. Jaguars are actually favored here. They're giving 3.5 points. They're in Jacksonville, so I'll take them. I mean, this is going to be one on the TV that I don't think I have on one of my TVs going on at the same time. This is a yikes game. And the car wreck that is in the front office and the coaching sidelines, this is an ugly season and off season, because Urban Meyer is probably going to be out of there. He's talking shit about his own coaches, all kind of craziness. So I'll go with the Jaguars to actually, you know, win this game and do it by more than 3.5.
I think the Texans are better than the Jags, and I don't think Jags home field really means that much. So yeah, I think I'll take the better team, and I'm getting a touchdown as well. I think the Texans are better than the Jags at everything. I think Jags are probably the worst team in the whole NFL. I even think Detroit are better than them.
Oh yeah, I think Detroit's better than them too, for sure.
Yeah, so I'm going to take the 3 points with the Texans.
Okay, 3.5.
3.5 even, yeah.
The Bengals going into the Broncos. This is odd to me that the Broncos are favored. I'm surprised by this. I would think the Bengals would actually be favored, or by like one at least, even though they're in Denver. Maybe this finger problem is a little harder than we thought for Burrow, but it's only 2.5 points. The Bengals are getting 2.5 points here. So I would take the Bengals. They barely lost last week to the 49ers. Granted, they're at home, but they fought. And the 49ers are better than the Broncos.
Yeah, I think it's an inflated line. It should be a 50-50 game with no points on either side, because it's inflated by Denver won big last week and covered, and obviously Cincinnati have lost. So I think that affects things. Cincinnati Bulls are having a bit of a dip, but they're a better team than Denver. I think Denver have got a good defense, and they're doing a good job of beating all the teams they should beat. And they're competing with some of the teams that they're up against, who are at a higher echelon. But yeah, I think that the Bengals should edge this out. If you're giving me the 3, that might be this might be one of those games where the 3 might mean something. Normally, I don't like 2.5s and 3s. 3.5 is different. That's when I start to look at the number. But I'll take this 3. I don't know why. I just feel like it might mean something.
The 49ers and the Falcons. The 49ers are at home. The 49ers are favored here. The Falcons are getting 9 points. And I actually think the 49ers should cover this. And I don't think it should be. It looks like a big number, but they're at home. Falcons are shit. And for 6 wins, which is, they're 6-7, which, you know, isn't that crazy for, you know, being shit, but I don't feel they're any good at all. So 49ers for this one.
Yeah. This is a difficult one. I think the 49ers should win. On paper, they should win, but there's like a statistic where you'd make a lot of money automatically betting against the 49ers at Levi Stadium. They're really, really bad there. They've got the second worst record in the history of the NFL for a stadium.
Really?
If you look at for a new stadium against the, I believe it's against the spread. So I had this, what did I have listed out? I had a pick against the 49ers, and I think that's why I pulled all this data up. It was a while back. I can't remember what it was for. Yeah, but it was a lot of like really crazy data for how bad the 49ers have been under Shanahan at Levi's. So I'm a bit worried about him covering 8.5 points. I'll take the Falcons, but mm-hmm. I won't be betting the game.
Seahawks and Rams. The Seahawks are getting 4.5 points. I don't know who else is out. I don't know if Ramsey is still going to be out because I think they have to do 10 days or you got to test twice. And now Beckham's out. So I think that's why this number is where it is, being low. Because I would think the Rams should just roll over the Seahawks. Finally getting their groove back a little bit, you know, after having problems for a while. And of all times for Beckham to have to sit down, he had the best game last week. He was diving around. He looked great. And then it's, well, sit down now. So I'll take the Rams here to cover 4.5, though.
Yeah, I agree. I think the Rams will win this game. I still feel they're alive for the division because I feel like Cardinals could have a slip up. And I always felt that the Rams would win that game. I actually targeted that game and the Packers game. Missed a couple of losses that the Cardinals would definitely have. In between that, they've had a pretty bad loss against somebody. I forget who. I think it was Carolina, actually.
Yeah.
I think that the Rams will win this and cover. And I think this will be the end of Seattle for the playoffs. They've had a little bit of a run last couple of games, but this will definitely be it.
Mm. Jesus Christ. Listen to this. There was a kicker named Lambeau. Ex-Jaguar kicker Josh Lambeau tells Tampa Bay Times that Urban Meyer kicked him in the leg while stretching before preseason practice. Fuck. It's one thing after another at Urban Meyer. He is so gone after this year. The Packers and the Ravens. The Ravens are getting 5.5 points at home. Remember I told you I had two games that I had that weird feeling for, and this is another one, and I think the Ravens are going to win this game. It's one of those where the Ravens have been losing too much, and the ankle thing does bother me, though. I'm like, well, that stopped me in my tracks when I was thinking about this game ahead of time. I was like, But I'm like, with 5.5 points, I'm more comfortable. Ravens at home. Ravens are getting desperate at this point. Very desperate. So I will take the Ravens here with the 5.5.
This is the most important game left.
It is. I saw it. It was kind of cupcake after this for you. So I was like, this is the one that they have to get past. And I'm like, and it is a desperate, desperate Ravens team after losing twice now.
Yeah, I mean, it's not cupcake because the home games are against the Browns and the Vikings, none of which we would be laying more than a touchdown. It would be, I would imagine, about 6.5, maybe 6 for both. Maybe less for Vikings, maybe 5. But I'm not 100%. This line wouldn't be what it is if Lamar was at 100%.
Yeah.
I think, obviously, the market hasn't decided what way it's going to go yet. If you're seeing 5.5 and I'm seeing 4.5, then the market is going to be going with Green Bay again, which isn't always the best side to be on. But until I see anything different, look, this defense played a really bad game last week off a bye, but prior to that, we were doing pretty well. But this secondary that I last week outlined that they would find it really difficult to even stop the Browns because they're so fucking banged up. Mm. And now against Baker, and they conceded 24 points. What the hell are they going to do here? Like, I just mm-hmm. think he's going to be chucking the ball around all over the place to his receivers. They put up 45 points last week against a much better defense than this one. I'm not saying they're going to put up 45 again, but they'll win the game. Mm-hmm. If this is it, this is like, it should be anyway, because you win this, you go sit at home now for 2 weeks, you play two games at Lambeau Field, where you need to beat the Browns and the Vikings and then finish with the game against the Lions. Mm-hmm. So this is it, like for the number one seed, which changes your entire season. playing everyone in the snow at Lambeau Field. Like, you have to win this game. I'm not even going to bet this game because we have to win this game. Because this winning this game, I think, dictates how my mood is going to be for the rest of the year, because I'm going to be watching this team play their way into the Super Bowl if they win this game. It's really important. I like circled it ages ago and said that this is the game that we have to win.
The Saints go marching in to the Bucks. This is the revenge game finally for the Buccaneers for Tom to get rid of these Saints that always beat him. And for me to win money against a friend of mine who said the Saints would win the division in the first game of the year. And I said, you lost your fucking mind. The Bucks here are favored by 11. And I think that they will try to run this fucking score up and win by more than 11, because now it's the principle of things. I think they'll really want to fucking stick it to them if they're able to. So if they win, I think it will be by more than 11. It's a lot of points, though.
Yeah, I think
if they could stop Kamara, that's all they got to do.
Yeah, you can't really run on the Bucks either, because they've seen the fewest like number of rush attempts in the league against them, and I don't know with this game. It's that divisional game. Mm-hmm.
But the Bucks already lost in the Saints. Now they got to go to the Bucks. I'm more confident that way.
No, I think it's just way too many points. The Saints are in a situation themselves where they can't lose any more games. So I'm going to take cover here. It's a lot of points for this game.
Monday night. This is so bizarre. I am like so sick of my team being on fucking TV, national TV. I go, why? They're horrible. Why do they fucking keep doing this? I don't need people to see my horrible team. The Vikings going into the Bears. This is another COVID bowl. Half the Vikings are fucking gone. And it's Cousins on primetime. So something's got to give against a terrible Bears team.
Is this Sunday Night Football?
It's Monday night.
Monday Night Football.
Yeah, I'm like, why would this fuck? Oh, my God. It's so bizarre. The Bears played on Thanksgiving, and then they played a normal game on Sunday, and then it was Sunday night, and now it's Monday. I'm like, what the fuck? Get off TV already. I guess they just want to show how goofy the coach is. So Minnesota is giving 3.5 points to the Bears. Part of me thinks about picking the Bears because of the COVID stuff and the Vikings having problems. Vikings are a better team, though, until you show me otherwise. And the coaching staff of the Bears is so bad. God, I do hope the Vikings win this, though. You know, the more losses for my team, the better gets my shit coach out. But 3.5 scares me, though, too. I could see them win by 3. But I'll take the Vikings then. But I'm not going to bet on this. I'm not that confident that the Bears won't win this game.
Yeah, I get the win total here because the Bears can't get to 8 if they lose this. So cash it super early. So I'm going to go with, I think the Vikings. So the Vikings need to win out. They're a dark horse to get in via the NFC. Into the NFC last seeding position. The favorites for that 7 are the Eagles. Do you know that?
Yeah, I know the, like, with the Vikings having to, they're not getting in anywhere. They're not doing anything. They have to play the Packers again. And the Packers lost to them once already. And now it's going to be in Green Bay. They ain't going to fucking beat them. That's put fucking money down now on it. So, God, now it is time for your lock of the week. This is a really, really tough week for me. And you know what? I'm going against what we normally do. I think I'm going to Thursday night. I think I'm going to go with Chiefs.
You stole mine.
Why can't we do both? What the hell? We both don't know that we're picking it. I mean, it is this week with COVID, everything, it is fucking not easy. And I'm looking, maybe that's both of our locks of the week. And do we want to give a secondary you know, consolation prize or no?
We did that before. We took Cleveland collectively, and it was against the New York Giants, and they didn't cover. So I feel like that thing is cursed. I don't want to do that again. But it's fine. Like, it goes on my card anyway, and I'm glad sometimes that you do it. I mean, I prefer if it's like you take something out of my top three or something like that, instead of the actual first choice. But it, you know. I got enough on, I need this loss with the Colts subsequently with KC to cover and everything. So, I may go back to my second one here. So, I don't want to get down on Green Bay. I think it's really difficult for me to think that Lamar didn't come on and back on in that divisional game. And that he's fully healed up. We don't know that. It's been weird stuff with him as well, because he was sick and then he got injured. Remember, like a week or he was sick.
Yeah, he had
the
flu like hell. Yeah, that was the Bears game. He didn't play.
Yeah, and he's really like Russell Wilson. He's another one who's essential to the team. Well, you'd think that, but then last week they won us a whole load of money. So that statement has never been more false than when I'm saying it now. So I want to just stay away from that game. I think for me, it's so important that Green Bay win. I don't want to have.
Yeah, I don't think you should ever be doing that kind of thing with Green Bay. It's your heart's way too involved.
I've locked Green Bay up loads of times this year. Out of my eight winning locks, I think Green Bay are half of them.
Yeah, but I think people won't trust it as much because they know your love for it. You know, it's very hard. Even if you're being objective, it's always going to be in the back of someone's head. Well, that is his team. It's always going to be. So, you know,
what was your number on Buffalo for you?
The Buffalo number is 10.5. They're giving to the Panthers. It's a lot.
Okay, actually, for once I have a worse number, so I'll take yours. I think 10.5 Buffalo Bills. I think that they're just going to steamroll this team and make a fucking statement. They need a statement. They've lost 2 weeks in a row, and they've had like some really patchy results. Remember, this team lost in week one, and there's no way that anybody had the Bills at this point needing to win out to hit their win total. That was circled by many experts at the start by saying, Jesus, like this, a lot of people said this should be 12.5 because they had 13 last year, right? And everybody said they're better than last year and they got one extra game. So this is a mistake. I heard that on podcast to podcast to podcast, right? So for them to be in this position where everybody's on 10.5, where they thought they were stealing money from the books, and for them to be in a position where they need to win every single game, I think a lot of people are going to be looking at this Bills team to drastically improve. And once again, I reiterate, look at the losses. They got fucked with the weather, and Tampa were well ahead, but it's a big assumption to turn around and say, oh, Tampa completely switched off. Because whilst the defense was switching off, to switch off at both ends of the ball is a big assumption, because they also, whilst they started to put up points, their defense were not conceding points. And you know Brady doesn't stop playing and doesn't allow people just to quit and say, okay, we're done now. Like, you know, we're like...
Yeah, it wasn't like they were relaxing, yeah.
Yeah. So I still believe, and this may be my undoing this week, I still believe in this team and think that they're good. And I really want to see that this week. If they are good, they beat the shit out of this team. No quarterback, like inconsistency with the quarterback all the time over the last few weeks. Conceding points, you know, the whole reliance on let's just hang in there until McCaffrey's back. That didn't happen. Their season's finished. If Buffalo don't beat a finished team by over 20 points, then they are who they are.
Like you hope Allen doesn't hurt his ankle again, and then Mitch Trubisky's your quarterback. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
He doesn't need to run and rush around and everything in his game. Like, you'd feel that, you know,
he should sit in the pocket and be able to pick them apart.
What does he rush per game on average? I haven't got that in front of me, but you're talking about eliminating maybe 30 to 40 rushing yards, is that going to affect the game that much, that if he doesn't make 30 or 40 rushing yards, you know?
Like, yeah, it's not, right.
So I don't think it's an issue. 10.5 Buffalo Bills.
Okay, everybody, go to lockbetting.com for all of Billy's official picks and get that package. Maybe you treat yourself for Christmas. You get that betting package and make a little money for yourself. That's what a nice Christmas gift for yourself would be. Treat yourself. All of my nonsense is at Lingus Mafia. If you want to see the stuff that I'm giving away on my Patreon, just check out my pinned tweet at Lingus Mafia. So with that being said, make sure to go out and make that money.
He could go all the way.